All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Wednesday, December 15th. And we have a lot to talk about. Yesterday, stocks fell again because the producer price index, the PPI, showed a year-over-year increase of 9.6%, the fastest pace on record. We will talk about this. But then today, the focus is the Fed meeting, which is the most important meeting of the year. And we'll talk about that, what it means. Tech stocks have been bleeding yesterday. Microsoft down, Adobe down, Facebook down, Google down. But there are some stocks that gained, and we'll show you which ones these are. The meme stock craziness continues. GameStop and AMC are on the move again, and Beyond Meat continues its roller coaster ride. More news from Tesla. Elon Musk is still dumping stocks. What does it mean for the stock? And much, much more. As you can see, we have a lot to talk about. Now, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video for you that I'll link to in the description. That's a great place to get started. And joining me is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And Mark has 24 years of trading experience. And together, we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money, way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So, Mark, good morning. Let's see what was happening yesterday and what is happening today. So let's start with the Dow Jones here.
Yeah, good morning, Marcus. And interesting week so far. Yesterday, the Dow down 107 points, just 0.3%, but finishing lower for the second day in a row. And stocks seeing some red this week.
Yeah, the S&P down a little bit more yesterday. And I mean, this is where it goes back to, we talked about it, the 50-day moving average. I just want to put it in here. And it's getting close to the 50-day moving average. Thus far, it is holding as support, but we'll see what happens today. So, I mean, yesterday, the reason why stocks were lower, I mean, two reasons. PPI came in much, much worse than expected, and of course, there's a Fed meeting today, but let's talk about the PPI here for a moment.
Sure. So the producer price index came in higher than expected, three ticks higher. So a 0.8% increase versus 0.5. And that showed a year-over-year increase of 9.6%. And that was the fastest pace on record, above the 9.2% year-over-year that economists expected. So last week, we had consumer price index higher than expected, PPI a little bit, you know, more exaggerated or higher than expected, just pointing to the same thing. That is, prices are rising, and you could say getting a little out of control.
Yeah, and this is why today is so important, because today we have the Fed meeting where we will hear more about the policy. And I mean, you have mentioned it several times that the Fed has basically two mandates, which is number one, stable prices, number two, well, as little unemployment as possible, as much employment as possible. And right now, exactly the first mandate here, the stable prices, a little bit wonky, right?
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing, we've talked about it. At first, they were transitory and going to disappear, and it was just because of supply chain issues. But this has, you know, gone on and on and on. And we talked about it yesterday. I think that the Fed is in a really difficult job. I do believe this is the most important meeting of the year. And that Jerome Powell and the Fed, they need to say, hey, we're going to do something about it. The problem is increasing the tapering, you know, slowing down that bond buyback, and the next step, interest rates. The markets don't like those two things. We don't enjoy this free money.
And I think this is where today Powell has to walk a fine line, because on the one hand, he has to show that, yes, they are taking action. On the other hand, I think that he has to say words like, and we will remain flexible, as we have the Omicron variant coming around, right, and maybe hurting the economy again, and this could lead then to more unemployment. So it will be a fine line. If he is taking a hard stance today and say, yes, we have to raise interest rates. I mean, everybody already knows that they will raise interest rates next year as early as May. I mean, so many expecting 2 to 3 interest rate hikes next year. Could be 2, could be 3, we will see. And then, of course, more as we go into 2024. But if he doesn't say that they're monitoring the situation and that they're planning, if he's taking a hard stance, this might be end badly today for stocks.
It will definitely create some volatility either way. So this one's a big one, something to watch. And just to confirm, so the Fed statement gets released at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and then there's a Fed press conference at 2:30 Eastern.
Right. So I have it here on the screen. Now, this morning, we also had core retail sales came in worse than expected, but thus far, the markets are not caring about this at all. I'm bringing up the E-mini S&P futures here, a 5-minute chart, and we just see overnight teetering back and forth, definitely in a waiting mode. This morning, when the retail sales were released, no reaction at all, right?
Yeah, I mean, core retail sales increased 0.3% and 0.9% was expected. So all of our Toys for Tots purchases didn't help core retail sales this time, even though we're helping a bunch of kids. I know you're going to do a little fun video on that.
I'll deliver them today to Toys for Tots. And I'll do a video and we'll release it here, definitely. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, so I guess everybody else not spending.
Yeah, that hasn't helped. Yeah, if you're just looking at all three major indices, I mean, we just see the E-mini S&P just around the flat line here, the NASDAQ pretty much around the flat line, and so is the Dow. I mean, definitely in wait and see mode. Now, since there are these concerns that interest rates might rise, this is where tech stocks are getting hammered right now. This is where we have the rotation going on. And yesterday, it actually hit Microsoft really hard. Microsoft yesterday down 3%. For Microsoft, that's a big deal because look at this. I mean, Microsoft is just picture perfect. I mean, how much more perfect can a stock be of going from, what, $40 to $300 just in a few years here with basically no retracements? But, I mean, 3% down for Microsoft is quite a lot.
That is a lot. And I mean, gosh, Microsoft, just what a pretty chart.
Yeah. Then we also have Adobe, ADBE, symbol there. So Adobe yesterday also down 6%, quite a lot.
Yeah. Tech, like you said, tech just suffering from the idea that interest rates could be raised or that the Fed will do some things. The wording might not go well for them,
right?
Because you also have the, you know, the yields too, and I mean that's another story, but either way it's not a good thing for tech. Yeah. And growth stocks.
It is a good day for bank stocks though. So yesterday Goldman Sachs up 1%. Who else do we have? Bank of America yesterday being up 1.2%. So I mean, why the overall market were down, bank stocks are up because higher interest rates are good for banks as they make more money on interest rates. So that's what we see here.
Absolutely. With loans and all of the interest rate products, banks are set to be more profitable potentially. Those were the two leaders, but Wells Fargo was up, JP Morgan was up. So if this continues, those might be some companies to watch, keep an eye on.
Yeah. All right, talking about companies to watch, GameStop. I mean, at first, a massive down day, and now up again. So yesterday, up 7.9%, right now, pretty muted. I mean, this is where the risk off, we see it very clearly here, where speculative stocks like GameStop, I mean, investors getting out of this. Same with AMC. That's what we saw yesterday. And I mean, in these meme stocks, we can almost lump in Bitcoin because we saw that there's a very strong correlation between these meme stocks and also Bitcoin, because many of the Bitcoin owners are first-time owners who bought Bitcoin for the first time this year. Wasn't it more than half, Mark, that we looked up?
Yeah, that caught me by surprise.
Yeah, but more than half of the people who own Bitcoin right now have bought Bitcoin for the first time this year. So this is where we have a lot of weak hands in there. And if you look at Bitcoin, I mean, right now, still trading below 48,000. So after the big drop that happened not last weekend, the weekend before, I mean, Bitcoin has been struggling to really break significantly above 50,000. And we talked about it yesterday. I mean, the moving average here, definitely right now pointing down. I mean, it seems to have stabilized, but we'll see if it breaks up to the upside or if we have another push to the downside, which then could be to the 40,000 level.
Agreed. And that's the tricky thing, right? Because Bitcoin's supposed to be this, you know, the alternative to other investment products and this inflation hedge. And it could be that long term, that's what happens. But short term, you have investors or traders that pile money into Bitcoin because they expect these huge gains, right? Why deal with Dow 30 stocks that are so, you know, boring when you could go after the AMC or the GME or the Bitcoin and maybe, you know, get 20, 30, 40, 50% in a couple of weeks. And when you have that type of speculation driving a market and then there's weakness, it kind of snowballs and gets worse. And I mean, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this rotation and Bitcoin not immune, and we see that at least for now, that's not so much the inflation hedge that some people thought.
Yeah, let's talk about inflation hedge. Let's take a look at gold prices here. Also, gold doesn't seem to be the inflation hedge that it used to be. I mean, at least gold prices are not rising as the market is going lower here. It seems actually that gold is moving lower together with the markets.
And that is interesting, and it will be something to watch as we, you know, go into the first quarter of next year, I think, and we start talking more about interest rates and that happening. If there is some volatility and if there is a bigger drop, whether or not you get that flight to safety.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about BYND. BYND is still moving along. I mean, at first, Taco Bell ditches them. The next day, McDonald's said, well, we'll take you in. We'll produce a few burgers with your plant-based meat. You don't call it plant-based meat, plant-based food. And so yesterday, they had a good day, up 9.2%. But boy, what a roller coaster ride for BYND. If you're looking at a weekly chart, we just see how they're getting banged up and then soaring high again just to be knocked down based on who is deciding to actually sell their products.
And in all fairness, Taco Bell hasn't fully ditched Beyond, but they just thought their carne asada burrito wasn't up to par.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah. Gosh.
Tesla. We got to talk about Tesla. I mean, Tesla now definitely in bear market territory. Bear market being defined as being down 20% from the high that Tesla has established at 12.43, so right up there, right now trading at 9.58, down yesterday because, I mean, Elon Musk, he just keeps dumping shares. I mean, he announced that this is what he will do, but, I mean, nobody really expected him to move through with this, or, I mean, definitely the stock is taking a beating here.
And it looked like the 1,000 mark was a line in the sand, right? But now we're getting lower highs, we're getting lower lows, and it's staying below that 1,000 level. I wouldn't be surprised if this pulls back a little bit more. I mean, I like Tesla, but yeah, Right now this is definitely showing weakness.
And Tesla had a phenomenal run, but definitely there is some volatility in this stock. If you're trading it, I mean, this is almost like Bitcoin, be prepared for wild swings. I mean, Tesla can move easily 5, 6, 7% in a day and also drop as much as we have seen here.
Sure.
All right, let's take one more look at the 5-minute chart here of the E-mini S&P, see where we stand, where we are opening. And it seems that we are opening about around the flat line here with the E-mini S&P, the E-mini NASDAQ, and also the Dow. I mean, markets clearly in a let's wait and see of what's happening this afternoon. Huge, huge day. And as you said, at 2 o'clock, this is where we will have the Fed meeting. At 2:30, the press conference. So this is where I'll definitely be glued to the screen to see what is happening here, what they say, and what the reactions of the market is.
Definitely interested in the reaction. And until then, I don't expect much.
Yeah, now it'll be teeter-totter this morning here. Maybe even moving a little bit lower as people are taking some money out of the market just to wait and see what happens there and then possibly re-entering tomorrow. Anyhow, we got to get ready for trading. If you enjoyed this, take a look at these videos where we show you how to trade these crazy markets. And make sure to subscribe to this channel so that you see us in the next video. Have a great day.
Happy trading, everybody.